Daybreak on BizNews is proudly brought to you by Bonitas, the medical aid for South Africa.
Good morning and welcome to the BizNews Daybreak. Today is Tuesday, the 10th of August. I'm Kerry Lanigan. First up, Bloomberg News Now with the latest overnight world news.
Earlier today, President Trump lashed out against Iran's demands for war compensation as part of talks to wind down this conflict. Speaking in the Oval Office, Trump said the U.S. now controls the Strait of Hormuz.
Can they make trouble? Yeah, they can make trouble. But they're broke. They have no money. You know, Iran is broke, totally broke. And they're not paying their soldiers. They have inflation of 300% as of last night. I heard 309%. So we'll see what happens.
Earlier in the day on Monday, Trump signaled that he's prepared to allow economic pressure on Iran to build rather than launch fresh military strikes to force a reopening of the strait. Meantime, a rally in oil prices today left the equity market wavering while bond yields climbed. The lack of a deal to revive the Strait of Hormuz drove Brent crude above $87. Now, higher energy costs did stoke concern that the Fed will have to raise interest rates this year, despite a slowdown in the labor market. Mike McGlone is senior commodity strategist for Bloomberg Intelligence. He says domestic political pressure on the cost of living may lead to a reworking of U.S. oil exports.
We're finding out there's a surplus of crude oil liquid fuels in the U.S., but not the refined products like diesel, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Diesel's $5.30. That's near an all-time high. Gasoline's around $4. It's not so bad. But it's the rest of the world who have a problem. The key thing, though, is my theme all along is he'll get prices lower by midterms. We have 3.5 months left.
That is Bloomberg's Mike McGlone. Bloomberg has learned that Anthropic has struck a $9.1 billion deal with Riot Platforms, a Bitcoin mining company that recently began selling AI data center capacity. Sources say the move underscores Anthropic's efforts to secure enough compute to meet customer demand for its Claude AI model. It was early on Monday Riot disclosed it had secured a 20-year deal to supply 191 megawatts of capacity from its Rockdale, Texas campus to a leading frontier AI company. Intel is looking to increase the amount it's raising in a share sale to about $20 billion. Now, that's a third more than Intel had been targeting. Analysts say it should help further cushion a balance sheet already burdened with debt. Here is Bloomberg's Ian King.
If you think about it in terms of what Intel has to achieve, which would be building new factories, which cost twice that amount, which would be investing heavily to catch up with NVIDIA and AMD and accelerators, it's not actually that large an amount of money in the grand scheme of things.
That is Bloomberg's Ian King. Shares in Intel today were down 4% in the regular session.
It's been nearly a year since we lost Neil DeBeer. Chris Stein revisits some of the moments that made the NDB Sunday show what it was, including what most of his audience never knew at the time. The full interview is on biznews.com.
Well, Neil, meanwhile, President Cyril Ramaphosa has been very busy signing into law a number of controversial bills. Do you attach any significance to the timing and the nature of these bills, now laws?
Utter rubbish. Signed with a crayon. He might as well have taken a nice bit of water-dosed paint and thrown it on a windscreen. To go and stand there and tell the people that he is going to give everybody in this country medical aid and medical care across the board. His henchmen walking around on social media on record and telling the people of this country that after the 1st of June, you can walk into any hospital and get care. And then a day later, then the people that are really the pundits, they come up and they go, no. This will only be rolled over for the past the next 10 years. Who rubbished who here? And this is a travesty of justice of what this ANC has done, not for 10 years, not for 20 years, but for 30 years continually serving up hogwash. And this is wrong because we are not talking about promising people that they will get housing, promising that we'll build more schools, promising that we will fix potholes. This is life or death for certain people, Chris. Healthcare is something that has got a life bearing. And to use this as a matter of electioneering, because that's what it is. He used it. He used that so that he can sign it in. And on Sunday, and lach, and then he stands and says, now I've found my pen. Well, listen to me, Suki Saral. We don't need to find a pen. We bloody have many pens. And the minute that we get into government, the same pens that you use to sign in the ballot book, to sign in the NHI bill, we're going to sign it out. Because it is absolutely wrong to go and tell people this kind of smokescreen on the back of getting your party, which is a last kicking dying entity, more votes. My ma sou gesê, skaam jy nie jouself nie. Jy kan nie skaamte nie. Sies.
To global markets now. Berkshire Hathaway has ramped up its share buybacks to $4.5 billion in the second quarter. Bloomberg's Amanda Cantrell has the details.
So the fact that we got a decent-sized buyback, and we haven't had a decent-sized buyback in quite some time from Berkshire, does that mean that suddenly the shares look intrinsically undervalued?
Well, they do to Greg Abel, at least. He did say at Berkshire's annual meeting in May that they would start engaging in buybacks once they felt that the intrinsic value was above where the market was pricing it. And clearly, they do think that's the case. They sort of stuck a toe in the water in the first quarter. They bought back about $235 million. Obviously, this is a big step up. Still a little bit below what some analysts were hoping, but there is some indication per analyst that they have been buying back some shares in the current quarter.
Now, the stock is up 20% in 2 years. The S&P in that time is up 45%. I think one of the reasons everyone is so interested in this is because they want to extrapolate and say, well, that means the broader market is perhaps not overvalued or too overvalued. Can we extrapolate anything like that from this particular action?
Well, it's with Berkshire, you know, they are sort of a bellwether for the U.S. economy, given all of the various business lines that they're in. We know for sure that they feel like their own stock is personally a buy. They also, this past quarter, bought $20 billion worth of equities, which is the first time they've been net buyers of equities in some time. So that does seem to indicate that they're finding something of value to buy.
And hopefully we'll know more when we get details of those filings.
We will know more when their next quarterly 13F filing is due, yes.
We do know, though, that they upped their Alphabet's investments. Now, does that signal that Greg Abel is just more comfortable with technology investments? That Alphabet is undervalued? What does it mean here?
So it's interesting. Warren Buffett actually took credit for that, thinking of that investment on an earlier TV appearance. I think he's has expressed regret in the past for not investing in it sooner. So clearly they do think there is some value there.
Healthcare matters, but what matters most?
Having cover for the people who keep this business going.
Bonitas is there for you when it comes. Bonitas Medical Aid for South Africa. Visit bonitas.co.za and find your plan.
And finally, AI models hacking their way out of testing environments. It sounds like science fiction, but it's already happened at OpenAI, Anthropic, and Meta. Bloomberg's Jordan Robertson on what it means and whether regulators can keep up.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting couple of weeks. I've covered cybersecurity for a really long time, and we've never seen hacks like these. We've never seen, first of all, hacks where companies are hacking the internet. It's always bad guys. It's criminals or cyber hackers or spies or whatever. So you have trillion-dollar startups in some cases not having control over these models. And to your point about kind of how these AI models are hacking, they're exhibiting a lot of creativity and imagination and kind of ingenuity.
In ways you wouldn't have expected.
Not really. I mean, like, if you think through how these AI models are trained, they're trained on us. They're trained on TV shows and movies and books and things like that. So, you know, people lie and cheat and deceive and steal. And so, like, the models will too. But a lot of these people that are running these cybersecurity tests, they said they've been very surprised at the degree of ingenuity that these models exhibit when they're performing these hacks.
So then what could come next? And let's just hope they're not listening and processing what you're
probably
about to say. But, like, can you predict what the next step will be?
Yeah, I think anything you could imagine a human doing, imagine these AIs doing just better and kind of more thoroughly. And so what has been so remarkable about these past couple of weeks, these AI models, they're checklist machines. Like, anything you could do to hack a network, they will do, but they will do more thoroughly than any human ever would. So, you know, and what these companies have shown is that they don't have great control over these models in these testing environments, or sandboxes, as they're called. This is very well understood science. This is not rocket science in terms of how to contain these things.
And so if the companies don't have control, is there any hope for the regulators, or is the only answer to just shut stuff down?
No, I think there is a role for the regulators because, again, companies could control these things. Like, cybersecurity researchers, for many, many years have used what are called sandboxes. These are just software environments where they can test dangerous software. It's very well understood. It's really not that hard. What these examples are showing is that these frontier AI model makers, you know, that they have not implemented the right controls in these testing environments. They could. They could be forced to do that. They just haven't been until this point.
That's it for this morning's BizNews Daybreak. I'm Kerry Lanigan. Thanks for listening.
Daybreak on BizNews is proudly brought to you by Bonitas, the medical aid for South Africa.